The Senate parliamentarian ruled on the billion-dollar GOP proposal for the ballroom that includes various security measures linked to the Secret Service. And there are strict rules for budget reconciliation. That's the process Republicans are using to try to pass an overall new border enforcement package that includes funding for ICE and border protection. And basically, the parliamentarian in this case found that there are various parts of the budget for the White House ballroom that don't conform to what are very strict budget regulations. So Republicans have pointed out that not all the $1 billion will go solely to the ballroom. They point out that it's only going to be roughly about $220 million for the security upgrades. But there are still a lot of questions that have been raised about the project by the parliamentarian. Now, the Senate Majority Leader's spokesman for John Thune has downplayed these concerns and says they will simply have to rewrite them. But this is certainly a pretty big setback for the ballroom proponent.
Can you talk a bit about how big of a setback this could be? Is there a way to salvage this?
I think there is a way to salvage it. Right now, there's a lot of lawmakers who are taking a wait-and-see attitude. Frankly, even though the Democrats are claiming victory on this by saying that they are knocking down this proposal that they think is just a waste of money and that it is not really related to everyday Americans' concerns, it's interesting that some Republicans are quietly okay with the fact that the parliamentarian ruled this way because they don't really want to speak out too loudly against the president's big priority. So I think there, because it is a big priority, I think there is going to be a way to try to move this forward in some different fashion. But we're going to see a lot of wrangling back and forth over this issue in the coming weeks.
You know, we've watched this whole ballroom process play out and the court battles and everything in the mix with it. But how unusual is it to see a project like this booked into a bill for funding like we're seeing here?
It's relatively unusual in the fact that the biggest goal of Republicans with this reconciliation, as I mentioned, was to get more than $70 billion, a much larger figure, for ICE and border protection. And by the way, the Senate parliamentarian has ruled against some of the measures in connection with that, so they are going to have to rewrite some of the things particularly related to border protection. But I think a lot of Republicans thought, okay, it's moving forward. We're going to get this big budget reconciliation package onto the president's desk by June 1st, which is when he wants it done. And then they tucked in this billion-dollar measure, which frankly surprised many Republican lawmakers. They didn't really know how to deal with it. And of course, as I mentioned, they want to support the president. So it's put them in kind of an awkward position. And it is interesting, as you note, Mike, this is only $1 billion, obviously a large amount of money. But when you compare it to the overall package, the fact that it's holding up everything is really pretty interesting.
And Mitch, before we let you go, let's switch gears real quick to Louisiana, where we saw Senator Bill Cassidy losing his primary after facing backlash over his vote to convict President Trump, and Trump-backed candidate now moving on in a runoff. You know, talk a bit about what we saw there and why this race is getting the attention that it is and why it matters.
Well, this is really a reflection of the fact that President Trump, for all of his problems with the polls and showing that his approval rating is down, still wields a lot of power within the Republican Party. Bill Cassidy, the senator from Louisiana, is the first incumbent senator to lose his primary in nearly a decade, and it's likely due to a vote he took more than 5 years ago, his vote to convict President Trump in his 2021 impeachment trial linked to January 6th. The president then endorsed Congresswoman Julia Letlow, and even though she didn't get a majority of the votes, she's going to face state treasurer John Fleming in a runoff next month. Consider that Cassidy, who chairs the Senate Health Committee, also gave the president a key vote to approve Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the nation's health secretary, could not overcome his opposition. The president celebrating the fact that Cassidy lost. He finished third in this race, and so it'll be a runoff next month between the two top Republican candidates. Quite a big defeat for Senator Bill Cassidy.